ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Open your Bibles, please, with me to Isaiah 64. I read verses 6 to 14. Isaiah 64, verses 6 to 14. Say, for we were all like unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. Sorry, I said 64. I meant 66. You know, I just read in context, but this is where I want to draw my text. 66, from verse 6. Said the sound of a noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fulfills his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the heart be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? But as soon as Zion travailed, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I who cause delivery shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem. And be glad for Nigeria, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her. That you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom. That you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentile like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed on our side, you shall be carried, and be dandled on our knees. As whom his father comforts, so more Nigeria. And for you shall be comforted in Nigeria. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and his indignation to his enemies. It all started about 10, 11 days ago as a reactionary voice, a strong voice against impunity and injustice. But the anger became real. The cut was deep. The agitation came as a child born in due season, in the spirit of patriotism. We cannot continue like this. The resilience became uncompromising as the voice thickens over the days. Many lended their voice. Celebrity came out. People who naturally will not share the same platform standing side by side, seeing the way forward. All of a sudden, in the midst of the same, gunshots were heard and conviction. Monies were donated. People were taken care of. The wounded were cared for. Stewardship and leadership were demonstrated in the coordination. But the oppression is blatant and brutless, but it has grown to become a movement demanding leadership and good governance across board. Many voices has been raised and are still being raised to become one unified voice tagged SAS must end now. Everything is beyond SAS must end now, a movement on the part of our leadership. Ignoring this unified voice can become a costly mistake for a whole continent. But in the midst of it, I saw that we are beginning to get distracted. What looks like a movement have turned into a means of social interaction. Party, weeds were distributed freely. Alcohol were distributed freely. And it has gotten to some point where sex, open sex, was also part of the voice of the agitation. We stand at a critical time in history. The prayer is still mounting. But in all, because prayer was also offered. As a matter of fact, some things miraculously happened. We have testimonies of people who threw away their crutches while they were helping to pray. Another person who seemingly have lost, deranged, lost his mind, was healed. But in the midst of all, there is a yearning. There is a cry that is yet unfulfilled. So the past 1 week has been interesting for us, not as a nation, but as a continent. Words have been traded, blames have been shifted. New words have appeared in our urban dictionary, Sorosuke. Talents have been displayed at the various gatherings. Suddenly came alive. There is a contest between the Gbenudake and the Sorosuke generations. This morning, I came by the word of the Lord. There is need for us to have a balance and not lose focus. To see what God is doing. I read some prophecies over Nigeria. Pa S.G. Elton, a missionary in Nigeria for 50 years with a towering apostolic and prophetic vessel, made this prophetic utterance in a student fellowship at UI in 1989, into the season that we are in. 1989 will probably be how many years now? You can help me calculate it. He says, Nigeria and Nigerians will be known all over the world for corruption. Your name, Nigeria, we stink for corruption, but after a while, a new phase will come. It's a phase of righteousness. People from the nations of the heart, we hold on to a Nigeria and say, we want to follow you to your nation and learn righteousness. This, I believe, will happen as a result of the promised revival and transformation of our God from a voice of agitation. Honestly, we have seen the first phase of this prophecy fulfilled with unimaginable accuracy. The way people have stolen blind in our nation has been marvelous. But the second phase is here, which must be fulfilled with the same accuracy. There is now a move. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can challenge it. Nothing can truncate it. Whether we want it or not, it is here. But the balance I want to create this morning with my message is that we must not lose focus. We must not blame one another. It's very interesting to see things that are happening. No structure leader, no structure union, yet gradually things are unfolding beyond what looks like just a normal reaction. In Proverbs chapter 22, and this is the balance, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Proverbs 22, verse 28. That word has two witnesses in the Bible, and mark, which your fathers have said. Proverbs 23, 10. Proverbs 23, 10. Do not remove the ancient landmark, nor enter the feet of the fatherless. I say under God this morning, whatever we have all seen in the physical, some people paid the price for it on their knees. It's just the right time. Because us as youth, we have strength. I like to click on that. No blame game. I've read quite a lot on the social media. Everybody has also, just like it happened, become authority as to what we need to do as a nation. It's beyond that. Whether you are tagging the Ben Udake generation, the people born between 1940 and 1979, or the Sorosoke generation, 1980 to 2020, there must be a fusion. And that's why, if you notice, if you really study the rank and file of what is happening, prayer is going on. Some people have been praying for this nation before you were born. Before I was born. And they are still praying for this nation. So I'm really not surprised. Because we know that we will hit this tipping point one day. But as we go on, let's not lose focus. Let's not lose our gaze on the master. I read another prophecy. This was given in year 2002. It was in a prayer meeting. The person hasn't even been to Nigeria. Pai Elton, by the way, who spent 50 years in Nigeria before he passed on, he lived his life at Elisha, was praying one day in Scotland. And he heard the word Elisha. And he spoke it out in prayer. And after prayer meeting, he asked, well, he said, where is there any place called Elisha? And they brought out the map. He said, in Nigeria. And they located it. That's how he relocated, because he said he saw a move of God. And most of our fathers in faith, they always sat in his sitting room for Bible study. Bishop Boyedepo of this world, Archbishop Idausa, in fact, out of his sitting room, birthed the SU movement. Those things are spread on campuses. For those of us who went to UI, he was like a regular speaker in their fellowship. White man, pile move of God. The Pentecostal move of God were bad. And they spoke into years and generations. So another prophecy is by Cindy Jacob. It was given in the year 2002. And he's been to Nigeria many times over. But at that prayer meeting, look at what he says. He said, the Lord says to Nigeria, I have given you a missionary spirit. So don't be surprised if you see Nigerian pastoring all over the world. Don't be surprised if you see the flavor of Christianity here surpasses every other place. He said, I have given you a missionary spirit. And I'm surely going to change the nations of the heart through you. But now, I give you the anointing to change your own nation. The Lord says, I'm beginning to unravel the corrupt system in Nigeria. That's back then, 2002. And men will say, it is impossible. But I say with God, all things are possible. There's going to be a revival in the universities. And this revival is going to be of such a large magnitude that the revivals in the university will affect secondary school, will affect primary school, and I am going to change Nigeria through this next generation, says God. And the Lord says the unity of the leaders that I'm raising for Nigeria is coming. It's going to uproot and dethrone the occult system, and I'm going to hovering over that nation called Nigeria. I am going to use Nigeria to heal the rest of Africa, because what happens in Nigeria will affect the whole continent. The Lord says, I'm going to use Nigerians in Russia. And this was 2002. So in that dimension, we have seen it come to pass. The Lord says, I'm going to use you, Nigeria, in the Middle East. We have seen some of these things come to pass. The Lord says, I'm ready to change many things. And I'm getting ready to expose the occult in the highest level that has taken root in that nation. I'm going to tear them down. And I'm going to make it shift. And days of violence will no longer be had in the streets of Nigeria. And it will be one of the safest nations on the face of the earth, says God. The Lord says, by reason of these prophetic actions being realized in the physical, judgment has risen over Nigeria. In the next 6 months, like he did with Israel when they cried out to him, he will unpick the enemies of the nation, and the new Nigeria will evolve, and revival will sweep through this nation called Nigeria. Habakkuk chapter 2. My EB second service, I'll be able to put them as this message in a Sadducee's manner. But hey, let me just say what is in my heart by the Lord this morning. He said, I will stand, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, please. It says, for the heart will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. God is saying to you and I, who are Nigeria, because he has given us missionary spirit, we have a part, we have a role to play in this move. Joel chapter 2, verse 17, I read, maybe all through to the end, so that we can put the whole thing that is happening around us. He said, let the priest who minister to the Lord weed between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. And that's where the prayer walk, that's where the voice of intercession that has been rising and is still rising over our nation becomes very important. Spare your people, O Lord. And do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Then the Lord will be zealous for his land, Nigeria, and pity his people. The Lord will, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove far from you the northern army. I will drive him away into a barren and desolate land, with his face towards the north. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beast of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Nigeria, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. He will cause the rain to come down to you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. And he will restore to you, Nigeria, the years the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, the migrate army which has sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, Nigeria. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Nigeria, and I am the Lord your God. There is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. And it shall come, pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. Can you see the infusion? And on my men servant and on my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. The message to us at this time is, fear not, for our warfare is accomplished. Fear not. But it will also have me say to you this morning, because things are going to change. My brothers, my sisters, they are going to change for good. But what it will have me say to each and every one of us, because people will ask, some of us, we are already, I see this. So when this agitation began, I said, finally, because I see people who are praying for Nigeria who don't believe in their prayers for Nigeria anymore. I've seen people who have, when you say, let us pray for Nigeria, they just do it as a matter of duty and obligation. But I believe so strongly in my heart, a new nation has emerged. It's not that it's emerging. You hear people say these things. No. When you are prophetic, you know. It is obvious. Because that's why the manifestation, the outcry in the physical, a new nation has emerged. But what God is saying to us, three things, please. As an individual, take these three things to heart. Beware of pride. Beware of pride. Beware of pride. Knowledge has increased. My brothers, my sisters, we're going to see creativity in Nigeria. We're going to see inventions from Nigeria. It's already happening. In world space. But we are going to see more of it. But beware of pride. Secondly, beware of greed. Beware of greed. Beware of greed. Opportunities are going to come. Money is going to come. Even in the agitations, started accusing one another about how we are spending money. So beware of greed. And then thirdly, he said, beware of covetousness. All those three things are closely related. And this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. Those were the three things that brought you to where you are. So when things also happen, you begin to see physical results, please never forget that the same things that brought us where trip us back into where we used to be. So beware of greed. Beware of pride. Beware of covetousness. Beware of pride. Beware of greed. Beware of covetousness. You can see those three things as negative virtues. And they are. You know that there's just that entrepreneurial spirit upon Nigerians. Look at just this 1 week, what people have done. By just laying aside the very things that have divided us. Nobody said, this is Hausa, so I can't protest with you, or this is Igbo. I can't protest with you, or this is Yoruba. I can't protest you, or this is a Muslim, or a Christian, or a traditionalist. There was just that one voice, unified voice, that things can never remain the same. We all know that injustice is not of God. But beyond the things that those things happen, so that our eyes can see. Even while the agitation was on, those things were still happening. But God is saying this morning, beware of greed. Beware of pride. Beware of corruption. Like Israel, that we get to a point in the future and we will say, our hands and might has gotten us this. Deuteronomy 8:18 said, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gave you power to get wet. Can we stand this morning? Stand. I want us to pray. Let's just, I don't know how you want to do it. This is because voices are rising over our nation. Let's just open our mouth and speak over this nation. You want to walk around in this room? Let's just speak peace over this nation. Let's speak over our nation. Lord, we say we declare peace over our nation from the north to the south, from the east to the west. Please, I want you to, with all the strength that you have, just muster it out this morning. Yes, Lord, the word of the Lord is true over this nation. The word of the Lord is real over this nation. Arise, Nigeria, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness may have covered the heart, gross darkness the people, but the Lord has arisen over you, and his glory is seen over you. Where men say there is casting down, the testimony on your lip, Nigeria, is that there is lifting up. Where men said it is difficult, the testimony on your lip, Nigeria, is the time of possibilities has come. Yes, Lord, where men say we cannot do it, the testimony on your lip is saying you are going to do it. With God, it is possible. Nigeria, that this is your season to rise on behalf of Africa. This is your season to rise on behalf of this continent. We declare over you this morning by the word of the Lord, as one whose mother comforts, you are comforted by the Lord. You are comforted in the north, you are comforted in the south, you are comforted in the east. Yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God extend peace to you like a river, the glory of the Gentile like a flowing stream. You shall feed by the sides of the Lord. Yes, Lord, as mother comforts one, you are comforted of the Lord this morning. You are comforted in your going in. You are comforted in your going out. We declare the strength of the Lord is made available to you, Nigeria. Your youth have renewed strength. Your youth have renewed strength with a sense of purpose for a time like this. Your youth has renewed strength with a sense of focus for a time like this. We speak into the commerce. We speak into the industries. Yes, Lord, you are blessed of the Lord. Yes, so that the Lord extend peace to you like a flowing river. Yes, Lord, from the north to the south, to the middle bed, to the south south, you are blessed of the Lord, Nigeria. We declare to you, Nigeria, Zanka bo leke bo sondole leke shkandalika bo sotode da 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 da. There may be many devices in the heart of man. Yes, Lord. Nevertheless, the counsel of our God stands sure over Nigeria. Leke bo sondole da 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 hasenka bo leke bo shatalika bo sondole lehe zela la la la. Justice is seen in you, O Nigeria. Leke bo sotode da 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 la 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 ba. Mantode da da hezela la la. Your life break forth, Nigeria, like the morning. Your healing spring forth speedily. Your righteousness goes before you, and the glory of the Lord is your rear guard. Yes, Lord, you will call upon the name of the Lord in your cities, in your towns, in your villages, and God will say, here I am. Your light shall dawn in the darkness. Your darkness shall be as the new day. The Lord will continually satisfy your soul in drought. Yes, Lord, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a well water garden and like a spring of water whose water does not fail. Yes, Lord, the glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress and the pine. Yes, to beautify the place of your nation, and the place. Yes, Lord, of this nation shall be glorious. And all the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you. And all those who despise you shall fall and prostrate at the sole of your feet. And they shall call you the city of the Lord, Nigeria. Yes, Lord, where you have been forsaken and hated, and no one went through you, God God has made you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Nigeria, you shall drink the milk of the Gentiles, the milk of the breast of the kings. We prophesy peace over your habitation, Nigeria. Father, we say thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want us to prophesy over everyone, yes, Lord, who is in the midst of it, that beyond the voice of agitation, the strength of the Lord is over everyone. No more loss of life. There shall be no loss of life. There shall be no shedding of blood. The altar of the occultic people have rejected all the innocent blood. Yes, Lord, whatever is keeping anyone, yes, Lord, to entrench their stem in power, those hold has been broken. So no more shedding of blood. No more shedding of blood in our street. No more shedding of blood in our homes, in our neighborhood. The glory of God rises over this nation. A nation comes to the brightness of our rising. Father, we give you praise. Can we just go ahead and celebrate God? Give God praise over our nation. The revival is here. The river is flowing. Yes, Lord, among the primary school, among the secondary school, among the university colleges. Yes, Lord, there is God awareness. The spirit of creativity has been unleashed. Yes, Lord, the spirit of creativity has been unleashed. The spirit of invention has been unleashed. We will begin to see things, solution providers springing up. Yes, Lord, and thank you, Lord, because you will help us. You will help us to be focused. We will not be greedy. We will not be covetous. We will not be prideful. But Lord, your strength is made available to everyone. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we prophesy this song?
There's gonna be a great awakening. There's gonna be a great revival in our land. There's gonna be a great awakening.
And everyone who calls on Jesus, they will be saved.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,